This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders officially threw his hat into the ring yesterday, announcing he's again running for president. That brings the number of people who have announced their candidacies to 12, with several more people reportedly close to making an announcement. And that's just people seeking the Democratic nomination in 2020.
There will also be some key local races on the ballot in 2020, including the Milwaukee mayoral race. That and many other local races are officially nonpartisan elections. And while candidates often skew along partisan lines, there are an interesting number of political parties that have started to endorse candidates and wield political influence.
Writer Larry Sandler digs into what these parties are, what they're about, and what they hope to accomplish, all in the February issue of Milwaukee Magazine. And he is with us in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mitch. Good to be here.
What is the reason that this group of political parties that are sort of different than the parties we are used to has cropped up in Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area in particular?
Well, you know, here in Milwaukee County, as in many other places in the country, most of our elections are nonpartisan, and as also is true with many big cities, the few that are partisan have been dominated by one party, by the Democratic Party, and that creates sort of a vacuum. And you would expect that in an environment like that, people compete by themselves, individual candidates, but the stakes are big, and so some parties have decided, some individuals or interests have decided that they want to have a little more influence, and from different perspectives, whether the left or the right, they want to have a little more influence on these officially nonpartisan elections, as well as in Democratic Party primaries. And so we've seen this emergence of groups that are outside the traditional two-party structure.
Well, and so how do these parties function like traditional political parties, and how do they function differently?
Well, each of these groups is different. So two of the groups that I profiled, the Working Families, Wisconsin Working Families Party and Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, operate on a very grassroots sort of model. They are not big money parties, but they are people power parties where they focus on volunteers. And so that is similar to the party function of having volunteers out on the streets, making calls, talking to people one-on-one. So they bring that part of the party function. And in both of those cases, they have a more progressive orientation. The other two groups that I profiled are Leadership MKE and Milwaukeeans for Self-Governance. And they are focused much more on the big money aspect of politics. And they operate some advice for candidates, but more financial contributions, and not even necessarily financial contributions directly to the candidates, but more of independent spending, where they will put on ads and send out literature independent of the candidates. And in the case of Milwaukeeans for Self-Governance, that's more from a right-wing conservative perspective. In the case of Leadership MKE, it reflects County Executive Abley's views, which are somewhat unique.
Well, and, you know, in thinking about this, as you say, the Democratic Party dominates a lot of politics, certainly in the city of Milwaukee and also in large parts of Milwaukee County. Is this a way for candidates and potential candidates to sort of further distinguish themselves and identify themselves with a particular wing of the party?
It can be. It can be a way, you know, particularly through the Wisconsin Working Families Party. They are focused on the more progressive wing of the Democratic Party, although they are careful to say that they don't function as a wing of the Democratic Party and they make their own decisions. But you do see that in Democratic primaries, they endorse the candidates who are more towards the left. Their national organization endorsed Bernie Sanders, and so that gives you an idea of their orientation. The other one, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is focused very much on the African-American community, but also from a progressive perspective. And so they are focused on the candidates that are serving their particular niches.
Who's had the most success in terms of their ability to kind of meet their aims?
So I actually did do an analysis of winners and losers. And what I found is that Working Families Party has had the most success so far. 26 of the 32 candidates that they endorsed for local offices in the Milwaukee and Racine areas were successful. And compared to Leadership MKE, 11 out of 18, which was 61%. It was harder to calculate percentages for the other two. Well, in the case of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, really the only local race that they've gotten involved in so far is the sheriff's race. And so I guess in that sense, they had 100% success because their candidate, Ernell Lucas, came out ahead. It was harder to calculate with Milwaukeeans for Self-Governance because Craig Peterson, the organizer, won't really say entirely who he endorsed because to some extent that's a stigma. And he recognizes, he's a smart politician, he recognizes that to some extent his support is a stigma for some candidates.
It's odd, though, for a party to not want to publicize who it's supporting.
Yeah, that's correct. But again, because he is taking a what's called a dark money approach, where his contributors are secret and his support is a little less obvious, we did see he announced certain people that he supported in certain aldermanic races and certainly for the mayor's race and the district attorney's race.
Well, and at the end of the day, when someone goes to the polls in a local or municipal election, these are still nonpartisan elections. These party endorsements don't show up on the ballot, right?
That's absolutely true. And so you will only see the name of the candidate. And the only way that you know that they're endorsed by one of these groups is if you got literature or if you got a phone call or a visit from somebody who was on behalf of that particular organization.
You mentioned Racine. Is there any possibility that the influence of these parties might extend beyond Milwaukee and now to some degree in Racine?
Certainly, the Wisconsin Working Families Party, by its name, has statewide aspirations. But they have started out in southeastern Wisconsin. The others so far are focused primarily in the Milwaukee area, however that's defined.
Well, and there's one name that we really haven't mentioned much in this, and that's we mentioned Chris Abele, but you know, it's also worth mentioning that that Mayor Barrett is not technically, as the mayor, you know, holds a nonpartisan office. Where does he fall in this mix?
Oh, well, that's a really good question because the mayor is up for election in 2020. And as far as we know, he's running for re-election. He hasn't officially declared that. And none of these organizations have officially endorsed him. Milwaukeeans for Self-Governance, if it's active, can be expected to oppose him as they did in 2016. I did try to talk to these organizations about what their role would be in the 2020 elections. It was not clear in the case of Leadership MKE. They just actually did not get back to me. The others were kind of vague and said, "Well, you know, we're looking at it. We'll see what you know, who's on our side, who aligns with our issues." And so it definitely remains to be seen how all of these organizations are going to be active in the 2020 elections.
And from the standpoint of a campaign war chest, it's unclear whether Mayor Barrett would need the support of one of these kinds of parties at any rate.
He clearly would not need financial support, but he would be more likely to get support in terms of ground troops. And that could be what he would need particularly.
Larry Sandler, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Larry Sandler's article on political parties in southeastern Wisconsin is in the February issue of Milwaukee Magazine. There is a link to it from WUWM.com.